Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Skincare with Friends.
Hello and welcome to Skincare with Friends with myself, Nia Patton.
And me, Natalie.
I am your skincare person on the internet, a cosmetic medic and dentist and podcaster. Mm. And Natalie is my friend who's listening to me going on and on and on. Although today I think Natalie's going to be the one who's having to go on and on and on.
Yeah, Nia's got a hangover, everyone.
Yeah. Because it was my work Christmas party last night.
Where was it?
Park Plaza.
Oh, that's way classier than mine.
Posh.
I was in Las Iguanas on Friday night.
Oh, fun.
Park Plaza is way nicer.
It was nice, yeah.
So, did you eat and drink?
Yep. Yeah, cool. Three-course dinner.
Nice.
And lots of wine.
Weren't any chimichangas on your menu, I bet.
No, it was like nice turkey. It was gorgeous.
Oh my God, you actually had like Christmas food.
Yeah.
So why do you feel so shit?
Well, we went in, you know, there's eight of us or something like that. And
then,
nice. You know, we had rounds. So
okay.
Everyone had eight drinks.
Yeah, that's your mistake right there.
Yeah.
Schoolgirl error.
Yeah, but I switched to beer halfway through, so that was a good thing.
Was it?
Yeah, because like, you can't drink it. I find I get full of beer. So
you
I was like,
pee all the time, though.
Yeah.
You pee all the time.
You're getting a lot more hydration than wine.
This is true, but I always find hoppy stuff after I've had a grape.
Yeah, no, is it bad?
It just does not do it for me. Grape and the grain.
I don't know. I think it's just the amount of alcohol.
Well, yeah, that as well. Mine was not at all as classy. I went to Las Iguanas. I got the last train home. One of them was cancelled because it was full of sick. And that's what the lady on the intercom said.
It's full
this
of sick.
This train is full of sick. It's terminating here at Cardiff Central.
Forget about it. You're not getting on it.
She spoke to us like a very angry primary school teacher.
Yeah.
I thought she was going to bustle in with some sawdust.
Well, fair play to it.
Yeah, she'd had a tipful and I can't blame her. But I had a message from my boss to say, we're in some form of Wetherspoons and we're drinking mini Guinnesses. So I
What's
think
a mini Guinness?
Well,
it's not a Guinness, is
no,
it?
No, it's not. Of course it isn't. It's like some dark liqueur with a Bailey's on top. It looks like a good Guinness, but it's going to make you absolutely barf. So I was so pleased I left early. So pleased.
It's always a good decision.
It is. Yeah. One bottle of red and I was done.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. That sounds
no
really nice.
Silly mixing.
No.
Yeah, but it wasn't as classy as yours. I like Park Plaza.
It was good. It was nice. So we were going to talk about Christmas gifts. And,
Yep, that's it.
Christmas gifts.
I just want to tell you what I would like and what I would buy people.
Yeah.
But I also want to talk about advent calendars. Do you do a beauty
I've
advent calendar?
I've never bought one. It seems stupid to
it
me.
It is. So that's... Yeah. This is my point. So I think... I succumbed to a couple of cult beauty ones, and they're kind of cool because obviously you do get a pick and mix of lots of different brands, and it does what it's supposed to. So it kind of introduces you to some good skincare brands that I probably otherwise wouldn't have used.
Yeah, I'm thinking like a Votary mini,
a Votary, a Disciple London. There was Turkish brand, beautiful.
Yeah.
Becca Cosmetics went out of business.
Yeah.
Really amazing. And another one, Farsali, also went out of business.
Oh.
Beautiful.
Oh, no.
Beautiful. Sort of skincare crossover with makeup. It was one of those brands that was...
Oh, that sounds nice.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They would come out with some sort of... I don't know what it was. It was a beautiful sort of mask, jelly mask that...
Nice.
Some sort of. Anyway. So I liked it because of that. But I do think... You are sort of, first of all, they'll say, it's £1,000 worth of stuff.
Yeah.
And you open it and you think, there's no pissing way that this is £1,000 worth of stuff. This thumbnail of nail varnish that you've sent me.
They're just tiny little amounts, aren't they?
Yeah. So that is the bugger. And, you know, you're never, ever going to get a sustainable advent calendar like that.
No.
It's going to be, the packaging is so little and fiddly and unfriendly. So, yeah, big waste of packaging. So I don't really want to do them anymore. But I just thought, actually, maybe I'm being a bit harsh. So listeners, get in touch if you think I found an amazing beauty advent calendar.
Yeah.
But
that I use.
Do you remember there was that issue with the, was it Chanel?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think we talked like, about it, didn't
yeah,
we?
We did, yeah.
And it was funny.
It was just Chanel being really cheap. And it was probably, knowing Chanel, it was probably a couple of grand or like £1,000 or something.
And like one of the gifts was like a little...
A dust bag.
Bag.
There was nothing in the dust bag. No. It wasn't a little Chanel tennis bracelet. It was just a dust bag.
This is a Chanel dust bag.
This is some free shit. Yeah. Have a pair of slippers. I don't know.
Yeah.
Whatever was just on the end of their production line. So, yeah. I don't really go for one of those. Oh, yeah, and that's what I was going to say. Make me feel guilty because there's enough waste at Christmas. Do you listen to Nigel Slater's...
Did you buy
his Christmas Chronicles book ever? Okay.
No, I haven't. I've got one of his cookbooks.
Yeah. So he does an amazing... He does an amazing job of telling stories about his childhood interwoven with recipes, doesn't he? So this is one of my Christmas traditions, is to start listening to... his Christmas Chronicles podcast like mid-November because he's got a recipe to take you through all the way to like midwinter.
Sounds wholesome.
It is so wholesome. Although he's really derisive, so his tone, because the audiobook is brilliant because I like his voice,
yeah,
but he can't conceal his hatred for certain things.
Oh, cool.
So like shop bought Christmas cake, obviously he thinks you're absolute scumbag if you ever do that. And
what?
He's very funny. But he was saying like Wales is the home of tinsel.
Oh, right.
It's bad. How can we be number 3 on the recycling list for them?
Yeah, we're like one of the most sustainable countries in the world.
It's called Festive Productions, right?
So
it's
this
company that started in the 80s. Anyway, we are responsible, I think, for the world's tinsel.
Oh, God.
So I don't know what you want to do with that knowledge. Is it? It kind of is. If you are going to... keep your so basically if you're gonna be like my mum and buy your tinsel in 1986 and keep that same tinsel,
that's what I've got, that's the situation I have.
Is it bald?
There's like, you know,
looks like an old cat's
tail. It's in
tail.
Three pieces now.
Yeah, it's good old-fashioned PVC.
yeah,
so yeah, that's fine. Okay, so I'm not saying that all of these things, by the way, are super sustainable.
This isn't a sustainable Christmas podcast.
It's really not sustainable. So don't get back to me and go,
that wasn't sustainable either, you twat.
Bloody bitch. Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
But like, you know, in terms of sustainability, I think beauty advent calendars are like...
the pits.
Yeah, the absolute god-awful worst thing you can get for the planet.
Yeah.
In terms of amount of packaging. And the use you're going to get out of the products. It's just not worth it.
It's really not.
No.
And, you know, I was looking at the Cult Beauty one this year. It's around £200, I think.
Yeah.
And I looked at it and it's like, there's maybe 5 things that I think that would be
I'd
cool.
I'd like to try that. Yeah.
But if you're going to be a cheap ass, maybe you can re-gift those things.
I would not have the balls to give someone 5 mils of a vitamin C serum.
Or like a tiny dolly size lipstick.
Yeah.
You're going to totally know. Maybe if it was part of a gift box, you might be able to get away with
the whole gift box. You can't just give somebody that. Like, I saw there's a really good Beauty Bay present.
It's been a while since I've been on Beauty Bay.
Yeah, because I was trying to buy somebody something off there. I'm not going to say what it was in case the person listens. And there was like, it's called a super haul box. And it looked really good. There were so many things in it. It was £60.
Oh, cool.
There's an eyeshadow palette. And everything's full sized. You know,
that's
an eyeliner.
The ticket.
Yeah.
Get me that.
Lipstick. Yep. La 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 la. There was like 18 things in it. I'm like, I want to buy that for myself, but I really don't need anything.
Yeah. Like, you strike me as someone who has a lot of eye palettes, eyeshadow palettes.
I have
palettes.
So much eyeshadow. Yeah. I love them.
I have 3 eyeshadows. Not palettes, just eyeshadow.
Oh, shit. I got so much eyeshadow.
Just dig out the ones from your palette that you don't want.
But, like, I wanted to do a green eye for my Christmas party.
Beautiful.
I thought green, smoky, and then gold in the middle. And I could not find a decent green anywhere. I managed to find a Urban Decay green from
That's so weird.
God knows how
you
long,
say that. The only green I've got is an Urban Decay green, and I don't even want to think about how old it is.
Yeah.
And I have a Ruby and Millie one, so that
They went out of business in the 90s.
But it's a loose pot. It's loose pot. It's beautiful. It's like a camo, but with a very slight sheen to it.
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think I could possibly put it near my eye anymore. But...
No, but I did. I put on the old Urban Decay. Yeah. Super old. I was like, give it a sniff. Smells nothing.
That's you didn't come out in an infection.
No, I think I'm okay. And it's pretty powder doesn't go, you know, things without water, do they ever go off?
That's what I was thinking. I'll show it to you. Mine is like a beautiful olive golden green. The Ruby Mini is so beautiful. But
maybe
I
patch test.
I just can't. Yeah. Imagine next time you see him on a works do, I'll be like, screw you, Nia.
Eyeshadow does go off.
I'm in A&E.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a special A&E for eyes. I don't know if you
heard of it.
So, have you heard of Dieu skin?
Dieu.
Yeah.
No.
It is French for gods, plural.
Oh.
So, the CEO of Dieu skin is just one of the coolest seeming people on the entire planet.
Amazing.
Also, she's one of those very annoying people because she's probably in about 31. Yet she is CEO of this incredible skincare company. By all accounts, everything they make is absolutely bang on.
Whoa.
Also, she used to be a journalist as well. So she's incredible. She's really, like, you know, follow her on Instagram a lot. She makes some really cool content. She's kind of, I think she's half French. She bloody loves French pharmacies too. She's just very knowledgeable about stuff. So anyway, her company is called Dieu Skin. I feel really bad saying she's one of those annoying people. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's annoying that
she hasn't 31. Done anything wrong.
Absolutely. She's done everything right.
Yeah, it's a nice problem.
I am wrong.
Yeah.
Feeling totally... And she's so beautiful and her skin is to die for. Anyway, she's just done that one amazing thing which creates a product which is completely useful, which is these under-eye masks.
Oh, yeah.
Which are kind of solid and reusable.
Oh,
so
cool.
The point is, they come in a beautiful little tin, they say Dieu on them, so not only are they beautiful to look at and very Instagrammable, really recognisable.
Yeah.
You basically just pair them with your favourite serum and reuse and reuse and reuse.
Like a sheet mask for your under eye.
Exactly, but completely, you know...
Reusable
and sustainable.
That's great.
Really cool. She has a deal with Cult Beauty. I think what I want to try is something called Instant Angel, which looks like this really thick, almost French pharmacy type occlusive cream, like a cold cream. But loads of those things aren't available in the UK.
Oh.
So I think it's only the Dieu eye masks. But I just think that's a cool, cool present because this is the other thing, gifting skincare.
Yeah.
Kind of need to be a little bit careful. Obviously,
yeah.
You don't want to piss somebody off who's got a skin issue.
That's the thing, anything. It costs £22, the Dieu. So that's a reasonable amount to
spend.
Totally
reasonable.
That's a great present for somebody.
Isn't it awesome?
Yeah.
I will be buying it for
Very
myself.
Cool, yes. That's the thing. I don't end up getting any presents at Christmas time because I've already bought it on the way.
I am sucking at doing that. I'll get down to one that I've bought for myself and I don't regret it. But
I bought my friend an eyeshadow palette and I bought two for myself because they were half price. Buy one, get one free.
Although, do you know what I did? Like, so I've decorated, I've put the tree up already.
Oh my God, well done.
We did it yesterday. Mm. And then I realised, listening to Radio 3 today, it's the first day of Advent today.
Oh,
so
right.
It's fine, right?
Yeah, that's a reasonable.
Jesus isn't going to strike you down.
No, Jesus is fine with that.
Yeah. So I got my decorations box and I opened it and I just gone wild in the aisles on January sales presents from John Lewis and decorations.
Whoa.
I was like, I'm done.
You did. Wow.
I don't remember doing it. Maybe
that's
I was
really
drunk.
Cool.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't know, five family members worth.
Wow.
Done.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
No, I've never, the year that thought I was being organised and bought loads of presents like in November, and squirreled them away, and then forgot where they were.
Yeah.
Then when I found them,
they'd
I put
off.
Them all. They were all
cheese.
They'd all been eaten by mice. No, I'm joking.
I was like, what did you buy?
Cheese. No, they were fine, but I realised that one of my children had 900 presents, and the other two didn't have as many.
Right.
So that year, I ended up buying an insane amount of presents for my children just because I over-egged it on one child. Because it was so long ago, I'd forgotten what I'd got.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's going to be a lifetime of therapy for two of your children.
Yes, exactly. One of them got, like,
remember,
you know,
the Christmas of 2021.
Yeah. When Susie appeared to be the queen. Oh, my God.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, it's so funny. So, yeah, I've never been that organised.
Do you know what? A couple of years... No, maybe way pre-pandemic, actually. I would buy a couple of things a month.
Yeah, wow.
I know. I don't know what happened to me. I just don't... I think I had too much time on my hands.
Yeah.
I had a part-time job and I just thought I was bossing life.
Yeah, that's good.
Never happened since.
No. Like, lots of my family don't have presents. Like, we don't buy for adults anymore.
That's a nice rule.
I love presenting. I like buying presents for people.
So my dad's partner has basically texted my sister and I to say, when you come over on Boxing Day, we are not exchanging presents.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So, but obviously that means that I'm just going to see my father on Christmas Day and give him presents. Feels a bit weird. You can't turn up to someone's house with nothing on Boxing Day. It's like, I'm just going to bake a Bundt cake or something. It feels weird, doesn't it?
Yeah, not having presents. My sister-in-law is kind of like, what are you buying presents for adults for?
Yeah.
She sort of poured scorn on it. And then that was it then. We did do a bit of Secret Santa and that was quite fun, but then nobody was that keen, everyone's too busy.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, let's just not bother anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got one friend that I buy presents for. I love it.
Do we do it for our... No, I'm like my close group of friends, we don't do that for each other.
No.
Yeah, you're right.
No presents for anybody. This may be my husband.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But actually, Hayden and I aren't doing that because we bought the holiday to Italy, so we were like, can we just chill out on the presents for each other?
Yeah,
but I haven't and I can't.
So it's because I know that I'm probably not going to get very much from my husband, so we don't really bother. I'm just buying things for myself, willy-nilly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to find green eyeshadow that I don't need and will never wear.
Do you know what I really love spending money on, though, in the festive period? Is just loads of food. Really good food and drink.
Delicious.
That makes me really happy.
Yeah. Port, a nice bottle of port.
Sherry, port.
Lush.
What did I do last year? I made panettone ice cream.
Wow.
Just really rich Henry VIII food.
Yeah.
And things, stretchy trousers
that you don't normally wish to have.
Exactly. Yeah, port. God damn, that's a good idea.
I love port and sherry.
This next one, by the way, this is not skincare, but she's Welsh and she's lush and I couldn't, you know, do you like a candle? Do you like a candle around?
Yeah, I love a candle.
Okay, Basque. I say Basque skincare, but it's not. It's Basque candles. What a douche.
B-A-S-K.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hazelnut latte candle. If that seems a bit sweet for you, tobacco and vetiver. Ooh. Both of those scents I love.
Gorgeous.
So obviously we'll just link up to all the people that we're recommending. But I put these smelly things in because I thought, don't mess around by getting fragranced skincare.
No.
Let's just keep the scent to our incenses and our candles. And, you know, you're not going to piss anyone off when they come at you with a skin allergy.
Yeah. I do sometimes buy people quite sensible skincare. Because...
She looks so boring.
It does look boring.
It?
People like it though. They're
medicinal,
always like, oh, cool.
And boring. Oh, yeah.
Is that because they think that I know things? I do know things. Yeah. So I'm like, this is a good one. Try this. And then quite often people say, oh, thank you. That cleanser was great, actually.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you can buy sensible, scentless things for people.
Yeah.
I do anyway.
Yeah.
Sod it.
Yeah, we will forever. And I do talk about this perfume shop a lot, only because I'm wearing it tonight.
Oh, cool.
Perfumer H is a... Do you remember Miller and Harris? Candles in the 90s?
Yeah.
So Lynn Harris is Perfumer H.
Perfume H.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they've got two stores in London. They just opened two in Paris, actually, and they're
so
beautiful. Just, oh. Anyway, it's a proper apothecary for perfume. It's absolutely stunning. And again, Nigel Slater just goes on about it so much, especially in his Christmas Chronicles. that I went in April and I bought myself a birthday scent, which was moss, which stunning. But his favourite scents for this time of year are ink and smoke.
Ink and smoke?
Yeah, ink.
That sounds so cool.
Ink is delicious. And honestly, it smells like a cold hearth after a fire has gone out.
Oh,
so it smells like the winter. Because what he was saying is, and this is really true, I find lots of festive scents very cloying.
Mm.
So anything that's like clovey and overly vanilla-ish
is just
way, way too much. So that is the smell of winter for me.
Yeah.
And they are stunning. So you can get the incense sticks, which I think are 30. And then you can get a room spray as well, which is £50. The Eau de Parfum like retail from about £100.
It is quite expensive, isn't it?
Yeah, hand-blown glass bottles, though, like beautiful gifts.
Yeah.
Really, really beautiful gifts.
Gorgeous.
So absolutely stunning. So I think if you are aiming to spend a little more money, so Basque candles, I should have looked at how much they cost. I think
you can buy £100 hand blown bottle, £100 mil hand blown bottle of perfume costs £450.
Cool. Yeah. So I bought 50 mils moss, cost me £100.
Yeah.
But they got a refill service as well. But yeah, it's absolutely stunning. But I think as a gift, really lovely.
Mm.
And again, if you're not getting smelly skincare, you can just get a gorgeous...
beautiful perfume.
Yeah, the utility candles, I think, are cheaper. I think they're about £55.
Yeah.
Again, I know that's expensive, but that to me is possibly around the same as... what's the bloody... Jo Malone.
Yeah, yeah, that's it. Yeah.
You know?
And but it's a bit more special than Jo Malone.
I think these are way more special, definitely. Try them out if you're lucky enough to live around near London. Go in
and get a refill.
Yeah, or Paris.
Mm.
Also, they send out free samples, so you get up to 3 free samples if they're, you know, like 3 mil bottles. It's
cool.
Enough for you to decide whether you want to fall in love with it or not.
Cool.
So yeah, it's really lovely.
Yeah, something to check out if you go to London.
Yeah.
Mm.
Next is Lengbox. This is back to skincare again.
Yeah, I think I bought you a Lengbox once.
You did.
Yeah.
You did for a birthday. And I've been a customer since. So this is a K-Beauty subscription box service. And Ting is the owner of it. And she's lovely. And she's a new mummy.
Oh,
yeah, she's had her first ever baby in August. So I just think, let's show love and support for our business owners who are doing that at the same time as being new mothers.
Yeah.
Definitely not easy. So
yeah, let's inundate her with loads of orders and make her life more difficult. Yeah.
She's got a really great woman at arms who is awesome.
She's a team.
Yeah, she does. She has an awesome team. And I think actually she's in partnership with her husband or partner as well in the business.
Yeah.
So she's got help. We're not going to freak her out if
certainly buy. No, she wants the money.
Yeah. She could definitely deal with it. She also ships worldwide.
Cool.
Which is great. For our American and Canadian listeners to know especially.
Mm.
But yeah, I think it's more for the younger market, do you think? Because it's very much like really cute.
It's cute. It's kawaii.
Sheet masks. Yeah, and, yeah exactly.
Yeah.
Not
as sophisticated as Perfume H.
Yeah.
But
fun and lush.
Yeah.
And just awesome sunscreens as well.
Yeah.
So yeah, her prices from a subscription box. So this just takes the hassle out of gifting because everything is packaged beautifully up for you.
Yeah.
So you can do a one and done, one off box, or you can subscribe. So it's prices range from £30 to £145, which sounds expensive, but the £145 one is the whole full on Korean 10 step routine box. So it's pretty big.
Yeah.
And obviously everything is full size as well.
Yeah.
No tiny piddly minis.
Getting your nerves.
Definitely
yeah.
not. So yeah, that's Lengbox. And I just thought I need to shout out our Canadian and North American listeners. I came across the Library Apothecary like maybe 4 or 5 years ago on Instagram. And this is a one woman operation as well. Her name is Mara. And she makes, her website is beautiful. Ooh. I don't know if you've ever had a look at it.
No,
I
haven't.
It's so beautiful and lovely. She makes everything herself. She did something called Elder Balm, which is a lovely, thick, like, Well, yes, just like a really thick, beautiful balm, which I tried. But she doesn't, I don't think she ships to the UK. So I know of her because my friend has come over from the States with stuff that I've had sent to her house.
Isn't it? Look.
Have you seen the skulls?
Yeah. Yes. These little skull soaps, but they're not like shitty kind of skull shape.
They're beautiful.
They're like little sort of skull icons.
Yes, they are so beautiful.
I love that.
I knew you would love it.
Of course, I love that kind of shit.
Yeah, it's
anything
a beautiful
spooky or witchy,
website.
I'm all over it.
I don't know if they're still available, those, because you'd think they might run out after Halloween, but I mean, how beautiful.
Cute.
So yeah, her website's lovely. Products are separated into scented and unscented, which is always very useful because she does a lot of soaps and things.
Yeah.
Yeah, the skull shape soaps, and you'd be into that.
Yes.
Future Skin facial oil is absolutely stunning. That's the one that I've tried. So she describes Future Skin as born of a need for a lighter balm that could be used all over, from her own desire to create a body oil that's totally free of greasiness. So sugarcane derived hemisqualane and squalane, which also make this product suitable for use on hair.
Oh, it's cute.
Yeah.
$10, $10 Canadian for the skull soaps.
No way.
Yeah.
Stunning, isn't
it? Yeah, it's really funny. It's like, oh, it's got like a little, yeah, there's a little sort of selection of different soaps.
Mm-hmm.
And it says that the Batty Bat soap bar, the first batch is a little ugly, so they're at reduced price. That's so cute.
But this is what I really like about her.
Yeah.
She's very, very... really, really honest.
Yeah.
So why I followed her in the first place, I think she's like waging a battle against loads of these, the clean brigade.
Oh,
by just
God.
Pointing out obvious, you know, bullshits in their sort of marketing. So that's why I love her. She's very, very outspoken and she makes beautiful products. So I do probably hassle her about twice a year and I'd be like, hey, still
cool.
Not shipping to the UK? And she's like, no, sorry.
Sorry, Natalie, piss off.
Piss off.
If you like witchy brands, mm-hmm. there is a brand called Crow and Pebble, which is it's a lady who's in Scotland.
Mm.
And she does, like, she makes her own eyeshadows.
Oh, wow.
And perfume, apparently, now.
Oh,
and the names of the products are just so cool and funny.
Oh, great. That sounds right up my street.
Yeah. Like, the section of the website called A High Lonely Place.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah. And there's, you know, a shade of eyeshadow called Dew in a Thistle Cup.
Perfect.
Yeah. It's really, yeah. The Council Were Merciful is another shade name.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's really good. I like it. I like the feeling of it a lot. But yeah, you know, the eyeshadows are like, range from £1.15. King of Cats.
Did you say Pebble and Crow?
Yeah. Crow and Pebble.
Crow
it is.
And Pebble.
Yeah. The full-size eyeshadow is £6.30.
So, oh, perfect.
Yeah. It's
Can you
cool.
not find your perfect shade of green there?
I'm sure I could,
yeah. You'd better look.
I haven't made an order because, they're sort of like separate loose pigments.
Oh, okay.
I haven't made an order for a while, but I really just like the feeling of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a nice... And it's just a woman doing it herself.
Yeah.
So I love that.
Which is just brilliant, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, and this is why I like Mara so much. Also, so my friend Ronika, who I sent her like a package of library apothecary stuff. So I sent her Future Skin. And also she does beautiful cheek... And lip tints as well.
Lovely.
So they got rave reviews from my friend. But yeah,
cool.
So she's not shipping UK-wide, but I just thought for our friends in the States and Canada.
Do you have a lot of
she's based in Canada.
States. Yeah.
And again, staying in Canada, we are going to look at Understory Botanicals, which is just absolutely lush. I don't know whether it's the products themselves or the fact that Maria... has formulated the products using ingredients from plants grown on her own farm.
Oh,
she's a scientist,
nice.
Farmer, formulator and mum, and she's got glorious hair.
Wow.
Just check her out. She's amazing. Again, Cloud Barrier Moisturiser looks absolutely amazing. She is really married that blend of using natural ingredients with like high performing active ingredients.
Yeah.
So she's not calling herself clean and she's using some proper science behind her.
Cool.
Beautifully formulated botanical products. Again, she's another person that I hassle a couple of times a year about UK shipping. And she's like, we'll think about it. But obviously, she's got her hands full enough with North America.
Yeah,
so
that's the thing,
she's absolutely fine. Again, I just look at her feed on Instagram. I'm like, I think it's just the fact that you live in this beautiful surroundings. You grow and cultivate.
The packaging is cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm looking at as a mask called Smooth Terrain.
Yeah.
And that's $51 Canadian.
Yeah. I think the Cloud Barrier Moisturiser looks lovely. I think there's an overnight mask there that looks lush. But yeah, again, Canada and North America only.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
I think at this stage.
Cool.
But yeah, absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah, give her a follow. Really nice. Lush.
Yeah, she's great. Okay, British people and everyone else in the whole world will know who Caroline Hirons is.
Yeah.
So she has launched. Do you follow Skin Rocks or have the Skin Rocks app?
No, I don't know.
I suppose it's more for. So Skin Rocks is, beauty. She started off as a beauty blogger, didn't she?
Yeah.
Caroline Hirons. And she's a, skincare.
So Skin Rocks is her skincare brand.
It's her now skincare brand.
Cool.
But Skin Rocks has been around for a while. But before that, it was just basically a website and an app that she created to basically talk people through how to approach skincare. So it's really great as a beginner's guide. You fill in a quiz and it basically tells you what to buy. But Skin Rocks is now her brand. And it launched, I guess, a couple of weeks ago.
Cool.
So still pretty new.
So there's only a couple of products in it, by the
way. Yeah, there's not loads of products on there, but her retinoid products look pretty good. Because I don't know about you at the moment. I'm using tretinoin and hydroquinone, and it's just really, my face is not enjoying it this winter at all.
I'm on tretinoin 0.1, azelaic acid, and 15%, and niacinamide. And that's like my, when I'm off hydroquinone, that's what I'm on.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes my face itch so much.
Yeah.
Like, I have to put on serious layers of moisturiser all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And sometimes I just can't be bothered. Like, Friday, I'm probably doing that annoying skin cycling thing. You have to label everything, which is basically just, it's why give it a label?
It's but just anyway, using different things.
Different things every night. And so doing the strong retinoids like 2-3 times a week max. Yeah.
Oh, I'm doing it every night.
Are you?
I am, yeah.
Can't do it. It's really causing my face to go red.
I feel like if I back off, then I'll be re-retinizing all the time and I'm going through the peelies.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've stopped going through the peelies, but it is causing redness. So I wouldn't mind. Like, once I'm off the hydroquinone anyway, I wouldn't mind going in with a little bit of a gentler retinoid that
Mix
I can use everywhere.
Yeah.
Rather than
you could just, if you're using tretinoin, you could have a neck retinoid that you stick on your neck.
Exactly. Yeah. Or just around the, lower jaw area or wherever. So Caroline has got two retinoid products. Mm. One is like just called 1 and 2, and one is sort of for the intermediate, one is for the beginner and two is for the more intermediate retinoid user.
It's got 0.2 hydroxypinacolone retinoate, which is the active ingredient in the Ordinary's Gran Active retinoid. It's £65 for 30 mils.
Is it got, presumably it's got a bunch of other really gorgeous stuff in
it's
there.
It's got bakuchiol, soybean extract, squalene, vitamin E. It's not many products that have got hydroxy pinacolone retinoate in.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's good to have a different option, because if you don't like the Ordinary's formula, which is just pure oil, it's just squalene and that.
Yeah.
Or there's an emulsion as well. Yeah. I think they still make that in the Ordinary.
They discontinued one, didn't they?
Yeah. Yeah, I think the emulsion's still around. But
presumably slightly more elegant.
Elegant.
In formulation than to warrant the £65, I guess. Again, yeah. Treat.
Yeah, so
it's
the
a treat.
Retinoid 2 has got 0.5 hydroxypinacolone retinoate and 0.05 retinal.
Okay.
So retinal is like in between retinol and tretinoin.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that is for the more experienced user then, isn't it? So I think I'd really like to just...
Give that a try.
Give it a try.
Yeah.
Once the hydroquinone is finished. But again, great gift idea if you want looking to spend a little bit more.
Yes. You know, any skincare woman would love to try Carolyn Hirons, or man for that matter, try a Carolyn Hirons brand.
Yeah. God. Look at pure panic on your face.
I love being panicked every now and then to give me a little jolt of adrenaline.
Especially with a hangover.
It just looked like the computer stopped recording us.
Oh, horrendous.
And my heart nearly just fell out of my mouth.
I'm going to come back to the books at the end. I think that's
oh yeah
there.
Books yeah
I'll come back to that at the end.
Yes,
I can't not peddle myself, so I'm going to
peddle away.
I'm going to hopefully be launching my own little. Well, it's not my own skincare line at all.
No,
that would be amazing. But a little online store selling lots of nice little, mainly sunscreens. So a few Korean and Japanese brands thrown in. It's all ready to go, by the way. It's just product pictures. I'm waiting for
it. Oh, cool.
Got everything in place.
That's so exciting.
Apart from, I still cannot get one people to agree a consensus on shipping to the EU and the US and customs.
Oh my God.
All the bits of advice I've got have all been conflicting.
Shit.
Insane.
Yeah. If anyone listening knows about that, can you tell us?
Please do. Please get in touch. Why gatekeep this information?
Yeah.
Anyway, so, and also Freya and Bailey, who I really like, and I've got a couple of their skincare tools, which I will be selling, like a lovely soft bristle face brush and one of those lovely jade rollers. They've done a really gorgeous SPF 30 tinted moisturiser.
Oh, cool.
That's
nice.
Beautiful. So I'm going to be selling that too.
Amazing.
But I just thought I'd pimp Freya and Bailey. Well, I'm not ready to go. Their website is up. And I think actually that Surge Advanced Protect Moisturiser SPF 30 is currently on sale. So run, don't walk to them. They're lovely. And Abby, the founder, is just lush. She's so lovely.
That's Freya and Bailey.
And Bailey, yeah.
So don't worry about Romain. We'll write all this down.
We definitely will. No, we're going to test you at the end. Last but only, obviously, Deciem is a no-brainer for both of us.
Yeah, I would love to receive Niod for my Christmas present.
Yeah, and actually, the gift boxes aren't too shabby. So,
the future set.
There is the future set.
How much is that? Do you know?
A lot. I think it's about 140-ish.
Yeah, because it's got loads in there.
They're full size. So the future set has got multi-molecular hyaluronic complex, fractionated eye contour concentrate, which is the absolute business, squalene cleanser, EUK 134, and a spoon.
A spoon, yeah. So it's
anti-hydration vaccine.
Yeah, so lots of interesting products and some really good, you know, quality staples.
Yes, absolutely. I'm not a huge fan of EUK 134.
No,
not massively. I could give that one away.
Yeah, I mean that was the one that Brandon, who founded Deciem, was obsessed with.
Yeah,
he thought that would cure cancer pretty much by the sound of it. You know, he would say everyone should have that,
right?
No matter what the problem is.
Okay,
start with that.
Yeah. So I mean, they do a site-wide discount in November because they're famously very anti-Black Friday and all the sort of consumerism that goes with that. So it encourages you to shop with feeling throughout the month of November. Obviously, this podcast is going to go out after that, so tough tits if you've missed that, I'm afraid. But the future set is around 140, is it?
Yeah.
So again, hydration vaccine, which is brilliant. Multi-molecular
hyaluronic. £127.
Oh, yeah. Not including the discount.
Yeah, so
oh,
okay. With the discount, it was £97.79.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah, MMHC, which is lovely, which is like the nicest hyaluronic acid complex yeah. ever, isn't it?
Yeah, gorgeous.
Fractionated eye contour concentrate, which I absolutely love. The scoring yeah. cleanser, which, you know, should be five times the price, but we're happy it isn't. What is EUK134?
It is a antioxidant. Mm. So it's similar to the stuff that's in the NIOD spray SDSM.
Mm-hmm.
So superoxide dismutase.
Okay.
Which is an antioxidant which the skin produces itself.
Okay.
So it's a chemical that the skin recognises as an antioxidant. And,
okay.
Yeah, is well tolerated and basically sort of reverses sun damage,
okay.
aging damage, DNA damage from, you know, environmental factors.
Maybe I just blame it for pilling that happened after I used it.
It's one of those ones that's just, it's just two ingredients, I think. It's got the active ingredient and then propanadiol.
Okay.
Mm. Propanadiol, which is just like a carrier and it okay. has a very oily feel to it.
Mm.
So I think if you put it with other things,
yeah.
there would be, you know, loads of things in the ordinary pill.
Yeah. I used it very, very early days into my yeah. love affair with Deciem, so maybe I'll...
Maybe try it again.
Try it again.
Yeah, because I think it's probably just a combination of products that it
yeah.
was with.
Yeah, definitely. So yeah, if you're not feeling as flush, you can get the set number one, which is the other gift set they do, mm-hmm. which has got low viscosity cleaning ester.
Yeah.
A teeny tiny bottle of fractionated eye contour concentrate, which would just piss me off, to be quite honest.
Yeah,
I'd be like,
teeny tiny
I don't want 5 mils. I
bit
want
of nonsense. Yeah.
Yeah. Again, it has a little version of multi-molecular hyaluronic complex. I mean, you
what's
know,
the point in that?
What's the point in that? But once you try it, you will never ever use another hyaluronic complex again.
And you'll be pissed off because it's more expensive.
Yeah,
than anything else.
Absolutely. And photography fluids, I think the 12% maybe.
Yeah.
Or? Yeah.
But I love the 8%.
I love both. One has a more of a pearly.
Yeah. The white one, the 12%, is white. Whiter than white. And you
pearly.
Look like a ghostly
right.
ghoul, which some people might not want to look like.
Yeah.
And also it does pill.
Oh, right. Okay.
For sure. And
oh,
then
okay.
the 8%, somehow it doesn't pill.
It's just
it
tan
looks,
in a bottle.
It's just, I mix it. With foundations
me
that are
too
pale.
Yes, me
and
too. Yeah.
And then you get this sort of incredible complexion.
It is
amazing.
That's every time I get complimented
yeah.
on my skin, it's because I'm wearing that.
Yeah.
And I make sure to take loads of photos of myself.
Yeah, you just like, the light hits you and your skin is just like crystal. It looks beautiful.
Absolutely stunning.
Yeah.
I do exactly the same. So I bought a Lancôme foundation, which was
yeah.
way too pale.
Yeah.
Mixed it with a couple of, and you really don't need much,
no.
do you, the photography fluid?
No. But if you put it on its own, you kind of,
it
depending
like
on your
it,
skin tone, it looks a bit brown and
it looks like a bit
streaky.
Brown. It feels like it moves
yeah.
too much as well.
But with the foundation, it's
yeah,
absolutely
it's
beautiful.
Absolutely stunning.
Yeah.
We've definitely sold that.
Yeah.
That gift set is £55. So go
That's
on.
All right.
Buy the one you love that,
yeah.
I would say. It's got some really, really great products in it. And you'll love all of them. I think. So
mm-hmm.
lastly, I'm going to go to a skincare book. If you don't feel brave enough to buy the person you
no.
skincare. I love a good book. They look pretty on the coffee table and they are super informative. So I have two of these four that I'm going to recommend. So Black Skin by DJ Ayadeli is a beautiful book. So it's not only a sort of encyclopedia really for black skin. It provides a retrospective of the relationship between blackness and its relationship with beauty.
Yeah.
So it's super informative. It gives you a real history as well. And it's beautiful. It's got some amazing illustrations in it as well. And it's just great.
Mm.
I really want to go to her West Room Aesthetics
yeah.
clinic as well.
Yes.
I'd love
Can
to
I
try
come?
That. In London. Yes, please, let's go. Mm-hmm. Caroline Hirons, Skincare, The New Edit. This is brilliant for beginners, I think.
Yeah.
It's a great guide. Deidre's book is better at talking about men as well. So
it's a bit more inclusive.
Yes, definitely. Whereas Caroline's talks about younger people and so hers is more age.
Her target market is different.
But it's mainly target. Well, it doesn't have a special section, I guess, for men, whereas Deidre's does, because it's talking about, like, you know, bumps from skin, from shaving and things like that. So, yeah, it's definitely a brilliant guide to skincare for all, but definitely for the beginner skincare user, I think Caroline's is good. I've put Natalia Springs. That's not her name. Natalia Spearings. She's a divisive figure, isn't she, Natalia, in the skincare world?
She's interesting. She's for sure.
She's very interesting. She's kind of based in Dubai and the UK, isn't she?
Yeah, London and Dubai.
And I guess she's got clinics in both places.
Yeah, and she's a professional weightlifter.
Yeah, which is amazing.
And dermatologist.
Yeah, dermatologist. Bodybuilder.
I know. That
incredible.
Blew me away when I saw the photo. Wow.
I was looking at her lives that she does, because she does really informative Q&As, especially around tretinoin and hydroquinone. Yeah. And that seems to be her real speciality. Yeah. And I was like, your face looks really good.
Yeah,
cut.
Now that like, I know, I'm like,
your jaw is really defined.
Yeah.
And then she's like, oh, guys, I've just... And it's not like, oh, I've just started dabbling in bodybuilding. It's like, oh, I've just got my professional card and I've won 2 competitions.
I'm just the best one at bodybuilder,
you know,
42 in the world.
Bloody brilliant. Amazing woman. But she is very... The reason that she's very divisive is because basically in her world, you do not need anything. You need a cleanser.
She's just like...
Vaseline.
Don't need to spend any money on a cleanser.
Yeah.
At all.
Sunscreen, Vaseline, and
tretinoin, hydroquinone.
Everything else is bollocks.
She's probably right.
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
But, you know, it's fun.
Yeah, we like it. Yeah. So she has a book called Skintelligent. I haven't read it, but I've just, like, copy and pasted a review in, which kind of, you know, confirms our bias, which is, this is a great book. Following reading it, I ditched my expensive moisturisers. I hope you finished them first.
Yeah.
And bought a £1.20 pot of Vaseline Petroleum Jelly instead. After a few weeks, my skin looks so much better. The Vaseline is used at night, as it forms a barrier to keep the moisture into the skin. What a difference.
Aww.
Good for you. She's got some brilliant reviews on her book, so definitely get that too.
Yeah.
That would be more for the person that doesn't want to splurge, whereas Caroline's book would be like, just tell me.
Yeah, let's have fun.
I'm in my
50s.
I want to really splurge, you know. Let's have fun.
Or if you want to streamline your life.
Exactly. Go with Natalia. Definitely. And Jolly Marto, you know her, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Not personally, obviously.
Not at all, no. She's a doctor, isn't she? Mm-hmm. She has acne, I think. Yeah.
Mm. Sorry, I was just necking some Prosecco. Mm. What was that, Carver?
It's always Carver.
Okay.
I hate Prosecco.
You
disgusting.
Do, yeah. Sorry, I think it tastes like pear drops.
Yeah.
Weirdo. She does, and I remember... Yes, she's a spokesperson for the British Skin Foundation.
Mm.
I remember she... made a very earnest video in which she said, it's so disgusting to me that whenever I do make things for social media, I will get horrendous comments from people saying, what do you know? Look at the state of your face. Why should I believe anything you say?
Disgusting.
Which is just horrendous.
And because that's your deep, like, because I suffer with acne. And when I'm looking in the mirror at a giant boil on my chin, that's exactly what I say to myself.
Mm-hmm. Imagine hearing
what
that
right
outer
have
critic.
You got horrendous. To talk about anything near pattern?
How much must you really dislike yourself to write a comment and then actually press post on it?
As if that woman doesn't know that she has that.
Yet she knows everything there is to know.
Yeah,
and
it doesn't
matter. That's
the
fucking
point.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can help people, and then it's so frustrating. What you can give somebody one piece of advice, and they go, thank you, you changed everything with that piece of advice.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're sitting there with a face covered in spots going, what the fuck, man?
Yeah, not fair.
No.
She's a consulting dermatologist who's worked in NHS and private clinics. So her speciality is in acne and scarring, rosacea, moles, and anti-aging therapies. She's beautiful as well. She's such a lovely person.
Yeah,
she's suffered from acne since a young age, which led her to pursue a career in dermatology. She campaigns for skin positivity, despite wanky, bloody comments from dickheads online. Yeah. And is a spokesperson for the British Skin Foundation. So her book is called The Skincare Bible, and it's really beautiful. So I would say if you have any of those issues going on with your skin, that would be the one to
get. She knows a lot.
Absolutely. And it's a lovely looking book.
I'm quite fancy buying that one, I think.
Yeah, really nice. I should have looked at the prices of those, but I didn't.
No.
So sorry about that.
Don't worry about that. People can Google that very easily.
Yeah, we'll put, when we get ready to do the post, I'll send Nia over the actual prices and where I got this info from. So, yeah, I don't know if that's been of any help. But also,
I quite like, are you into skincare devices
at home? No, the one I would get is the one that has the two little metal balls. What's it called?
There's a new face that's got
there's
two
a new
balls.
Face.
There's a Foreo Bear.
Oh, maybe it's
balls.
The new face one. I'm obsessed with like
tightening the jawline.
Yes.
Yeah.
And neck.
Same.
So that is my. So yeah.
Yeah. I just love the idea that I can have something at home that you know, you would pay hundreds of pounds for one treatment, and I've got it at home and I can have it whenever I want.
So do you have one of those like new face type things?
I did have, and it was a cheaper version.
Okay.
And it broke eventually. But I quite liked it because it was electrocuting me.
Could you taste it in your mouth?
Yes. Mm. Yeah, I've got one metal filling and it was like, that's really going through it.
The Casey facial or khaki facial, whatever it's called, is
the same thing. Yeah. So just basically the muscles contract and you look like you're going, you've got had a stroke or you're going into some sort of rictus.
Yeah.
And it's really funny.
Very sexy.
Like your husband walks into the room and your face is just mental. You're like, hello, darling. And then, but then your face does look tighter afterwards.
The results are amazing.
Yeah, like, tauter.
Yes,
tighter.
Completely.
Yeah.
So I had a meeting the day after my khaki facial.
Oh my God, really?
And my boss was like, what have you done to your face?
Why are you so tight?
Your jaw is so tight. So I was like, yeah, I'm definitely going to recommend that. If you feel like you're getting jowly, for sure.
Yes. Yeah.
That is a device to get.
That's a good thing. Yeah. And I've got my current body LED mask.
You love that, don't you?
And I think it's good, yeah. I find it like it makes my face sweat.
Okay.
And I feel embarrassed when I'm doing it. So I'm not very good at doing it, but it really did have some visible
effect.
Just don't
do it when you're driving the kids to school.
Yeah, stop, you know, looking like some sort of fire demon. I sort of put the kids to bed and I put it on just for lols. But yeah, I'm a bit rubbish at using it, but I like a
your
device.
Your skin looks great, though.
Thank you.
So plump. At
oh,
the moment.
Thank you,
yeah,
Natalie.
It's like super plump.
Yeah, I'm having a really good time, like spot wise.
Good,
because I feel like the tretinoin is good, and the azelaic acid is obviously working for the spots, and I'm piling on the moisturizer so much.
Are you using tretinoin all over your face?
All over my face, every single little.
Rock.
Yeah, my jawline itches so much. Yeah. I'm gonna claw it, but
I always thought it was the hydroquinone that caused the itchiness, but it's not, is it?
No, I don't think so. And I think the azelaic acid, it makes it worse.
Weirdly, my neck can take it now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it
well,
would
that's
really
good.
Kick up a fuss the first few times, like really peel. But now it loves it. And now I kind of put it on my chest as
well. Oh, wow. Yeah. I love a device, and I know that's. I think there's a few people, you know, not a few, but probably thousands of people who are like into buying devices.
Yeah.
And I kind of like to speak to all those people and say, who knows which is the best one? Because you can spend thousands.
Well, let's put it to the Facebook group.
Yeah.
That's
where's my device people at?
Yeah.
Because there's, you know, there was this device on Current Body, because Current Body does their own devices, and there's also other brands' devices.
Okay.
And it was a laser for like £1,500.
Oh my God.
And the reviews were really good. I was like, oh shit, that's what I want. But yeah, so a device might be fun. If you're going to buy a Prezi, you can buy like...
But that is really difficult, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think that would be one of those things that I would buy for myself.
Yeah, you want to do your research. Yeah, that's true. you know, than... if your girlfriend's crazy like us and yeah. like, your bathroom is like got only the ordinary in it and nothing else, then
mine is device. Yeah, so current body do a new face style device.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And this is looking good. Oh, Black Friday deal up to 65% off. Oh, shit.
Yeah. It's very, very tempting.
Save 40% on the new face. Oh, that's a mini facial toner. Would we want a mini or would
no, you want a meaty one.
I want a maxi.
You want one that's going to make your face.
New face Trinity is £207 from £329.
Yeah. It's a good time to buy these things when there's money off.
Oh, Christ.
Christ alive.
I think we shouldn't be doing this.
I think I could probably... I'm in touch with the current Bardi PR, so I've got a discount code.
Okay.
15%. And I think it should be a permanent thing.
Okay.
So that might be quite handy for some people. It was NIA15.
Okay.
I'll double check with the PR. But yeah. Yeah, that sounds like... We've got some really good suggestions for people there.
We've got some good suggestions. There's a little mix of, you know, more local, smaller.
Yeah.
Slightly
It's nice to buy independent.
Oh, I love
Another
doing
Another brand
that.
As well that I love is the Good Wash.
Oh, yeah.
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 Because they are very, very altruistic.
Yes.
Everything about it is supporting people who need support.
Yeah.
And giving money back.
Yeah. So Good Wash is a company that started in... I'm thinking Barry, but yes. definitely South Wales, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, she's in Barry. Yeah. Mandy. I met her.
I've been to her house.
Yeah.
Oh, no way.
Where, her house where the factory was, at least.
Wow. Where's that?
In Barry.
Oh,
yeah.
Lush.
Lovely lady. And, you know, she was telling me that... I don't know if things have changed, but, you know, she employs people who've been in prison mm-hmm. to work in the factory. She funds counselling for them. And
I don't think there's perhaps enough made of that so much. I know she's like super altruistic, but
super
I didn't
altruistic.
Know that.
Yeah. I don't know if things have changed maybe, but that's what she was doing then.
Amazing.
And that was a few years ago. But I'm because she said she used to work for Unilever or sort of some big
okay.
company. She was very successful within this big successful company.
Okay.
And she was just like, nah, do you know what? I've had enough of being successful and rich. I want to give something back in a real way.
Mandy Powell, you sound lush.
Yeah, she's brilliant. She's very nice as
well.
And
she's got a range for dogs.
Yeah, she loves dogs. She's got dogs. It's all about the dogs.
And
yeah.
I can't remember what one scent was, but one of their hand washes is absolutely
oh my God.
Stunning.
And they smell amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So nice.
Yeah.
And you just feel good about paying her money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they do good gift sets, don't they? At least they used to.
The products look nice and smell nice.
Yeah.
And you feel great when you're buying them.
We could have just done one just about Welsh companies.
Welsh companies. We could do another one about sustainable companies, another one about ethical yeah. companies.
We really could.
Yeah.
Yeah, Good Wash is great.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely recommend
good
that.
Good shout out
to that. Yeah, you know, like, you just buy so much shit at Christmas time. Like, you just get so much. Like, my sister-in-laws, both of them just give me hand cream.
Like, I never
applied hand cream.
I would just put it on my feet. Not
oh
being
my
funny,
god!
But I put hand cream on my feet, especially if you're running like you are.
Yeah,
just do that.
My feet are just hooves.
Yeah,
pure hooves.
So just
trot
do that.
Around like a little
do you
pony.
Know what's really sad? Speaking of Deciem, so I went to TK yeah. Maxx and the Hylamide stuff is gone.
Yeah,
but there's still a few chemistry brand things knocking
Aww.
Around. The retin oil. I forgot how lush the retin oil is, and the smell of it is like
how
that.
How can they?
Oh, I don't know.
Say goodbye to it.
But I was thinking Heel Chemistry. Did you ever use Heel Chemistry?
I don't think I did. I used the hand cream.
It was... Both of them were amazing.
The hand cream was the best hand cream I've ever used.
Well, Brandon was saying that basically that was when he launched and there was a potential lawsuit.
Yeah.
That formulation was supposed to be a moisturiser.
Yeah.
And so he then
you
created
it
as
hand
a hand cream.
Because
so
it was so good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
And to think of that, no luck. Because that, for me, that's his...
Yeah, it's his legacy.
That's his one product that you think, please do something with that formulation.
Yeah, don't let these... Because it feels more special.
Yes. Yeah.
You know,
or just
not,
keep it. Just keep that one product.
Yeah. He's not with us anymore.
Yeah. Mm,
I know, it makes me feel sad a little bit, Deciem, at the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, but okay. So they're not coming out with new stuff. However, the multi-peptide lash serum, I was slagging off for way too long, and all of a sudden my eyelashes have come to fruition.
Because I was using it for weeks and weeks and weeks. Mm-hmm. I did a before and after picture, you know, 6 weeks in or something, and it wasn't making any difference.
No.
And then my eyelashes started falling out. Oh. I've had quite a few, you know, loose ones, and, you know, I'd go like, oh my God, another eyelash. Oh, that's funny, another eyelash. And I was like, it's obviously not, either that's just part of the process, but I wasn't willing to risk it. And I've seen a few other people on my, because I've got the Ordinary subreddit.
Wow.
A few other people have said the same thing.
That's incredible.
It might just be a reaction to some people, or it might just be that while the turnover's speeding
your
up,
new ones are coming
news a few
through.
More. Yeah.
I have to say the opposite. Like, mine seem not so much fuller, but they just seem thicker.
Yeah. That's what it was supposed to do, I think.
Yeah. And but I would say I'm halfway through my second bottle.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I definitely persevered with it.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you went further than I did. I think I was still in my first.
Yeah, but obviously I would have stopped at it had I had to say.
Yeah.
It's like, these are starting to fall out by the clumps.
Yeah, there was a few.
Whoa,
so I think,
what a shame.
Yeah, a bit of a shame. But, you know, maybe it was just me. I'm sure, you know, it's perfectly safe.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
No, man, I loved it. But then now I'm not going to recommend it if you and a few others are.
Yeah, well, there was a few people in the group to say. I was like, oh, shit, I hope this isn't thing that's happened to everyone. But it doesn't seem to be.
No.
Some people love it.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been a nice, relaxed episode after the heaviness of the previous two. Wow.
So thanks for sticking with us through the last two episodes.
Hell and high water.
They were... Albert Kligman was Albert, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Was a prick.
Yeah.
Who gave us tretinoin.
Definitely was a prick, though.
Yeah.
He doesn't get a pass for doing one good thing.
He really doesn't. Thanks for sticking with us through that. And also, if you've got any really good recommendations for good, responsible gifting this Christmas, do let us know.
Yes, because I bet there's probably hundreds of beautiful independent brands you know, we should be spending our
money
with.
And they're gearing up ready for a festive period.
Yeah.
And it's probably been an absolutely dreadful time this past couple of years for businesses. We had, you know, companies big and small folding.
Yeah. So try and spread your money to the more sort of unique and interesting and independent brand. It's good.
Yes.
Should we do another episode before Christmas?
Oh, yeah.
Can we squeeze some in?
I think we can. I think we could do one where we get really drunk.
Wow. we had a listener asking us to do an episode on post-inflammatory hyperpigmentation.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll get to that soon. Thank you, Anna.
Yeah. Yeah,
nice to have a little message.
Yes,
with a question. I love that.
With a question and a big, you know, big props to. She's a fan, so we're a fan of you, Anna. So yeah, should we do that first thing in the new year? I guess.
Yeah,
as close to the new year as possible.
Yeah, I'd like to do another funny social media post. Reading out social media posts, I find those really amusing.
Well, let's do that for Christmas then.
Yeah,
so Christmas
I'll have a look and see if I can find anything.
Okay,
you know. Yeah, thank you for listening.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Find the transcript on skincarewithfriends.com, our Facebook group, and Instagram. I'm really shit at posting on Instagram, but I probably will do a little posty post. Anything else you want to add?
No, just thanks.
Thanks.
Really appreciate you.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
Oh, yeah, if you celebrate it, if you don't.
Happy seasonal greetings.
Happy seasonal greetings, exactly.
Yeah.
All right. Brilliant. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.